Gracious and holy God, we ask now that you might quiet our hearts and our minds. Lord, during this time, we ask that your Spirit might speak to us, that we might grow in love for you and for others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. From Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. They shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword rages in their cities. It consumes their priests and devours because of their schemes. My people are bent on turning away from me. To the Most High they call, but he does not raise them up at all. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not destroy Ephraim, for I am God and no mortal, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. They shall go after the Lord who roars like a lion. When he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria. And I will return them to their home, says the Lord. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. They shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword rages in their cities. It consumes their priests and devours because of their schemes. My people are bent on turning away from me. To the Most High they call, but he does not raise them up at all. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim, for I am God and no mortal, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. They shall go after the Lord who roars like a lion. When he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria. And I will return them to their homes, says the Lord. During this silence, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer, intention, or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the kneeler to be anointed for healing for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. They shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword rages in their cities. It consumes their oracle priests and devours because of their schemes. My people are bent on turning away from me. To the Most High they call, but he does not raise them up at all. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim, for I am God and no mortal, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. They shall go after the Lord who roars like a lion. When he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt, and doves from the land of Assyria, and I will return them to their homes, says the Lord. Hosea 11, verses 1 through 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. They shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be their king, because they refuse to return to me. The sword rages in their city. It consumes their oracle priests and devours because of their schemes. My people are bent on turning away from me. To the Most High they call, but he does not raise them up at all. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim, for I am God and no mortal, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. They shall go after the Lord who roars like a lion. When he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria. And I will return them to their homes, says the Lord. Whether or not you have children, you have no doubt seen babies and young children around. You've seen little babies just learning to roll over or to crawl and then learning to talk and to walk. You see babies as they grow into toddlers and they begin to find their personality as well as their behavior problems. You've seen toddlers screaming, being carried out of restaurants or the mall or the zoo. Perhaps even you, if you're a parent, you might have a memory of carrying your own screaming child out of a place like that. Well, that's essentially what our scripture tonight is about. Here, Hosea uses imagery of God's people as young children and God as parent to describe the love God has for us, that the many ways we turn away, and how God always calls us back home, even when we are bad. Now, I don't have any stories about my own misbehavior because I was a perfect child, but I do have an older sister named Jessica. And there's a famous story in our family that took place when I was a pretty little baby, and my sister was probably about 4 or 5. One day, my mom sent my sister to her room to go clean it, and then she became distracted either by me or by doing something around the house. And when she went to go check on my sister, she discovered that instead of cleaning her room, my sister had just made a huge mess instead. My mom, obviously upset, looks at my sister and exclaims, "Jess, this is such a mess." To which my sister kindly responds, "Jess, mess, that rhymes." And then to make the whole thing worse, my sister reveals that she has recorded the exchange on her Fisher-Price tape recorder, and she plays the whole thing back for my mom to hear. Now, I think my mom at this point feels a little bit about how I think God is described in our scripture. She's obviously upset at my sister for misbehaving and for not following the directions to go clean her room. Yet at the same time, she's amused at my sister. She has joy in my sister's response. She might even be proud of her rhyming skills. In other words, her love for my sister is still strong. Well, I don't know what the punishment was. I assume my sister did get in trouble for her actions. The thing was, she was still loved. The scripture from Hosea, it tells a similar story of God. And we know this story not just because it's the story of the people of the Old Testament, but because we live it too. I know I can only imagine the times in my own life when God walked in on one of the messes I had made, when I was supposed to be cleaning up and wanted to exclaim, "Hannah, this is such a mess." Yet at the same time, I know that God loves me so much in the midst of my mess that God is calling me to redemption and restoration. That's what we're going to talk about this evening. Here in our scripture, Hosea recounts for us the story of the people of Israel. Hosea tells us about how God brought the people out of Egypt, but instead of following God, they turned to idols. And so the people, they're going to be sent to exile. Their country is going to be taken over by the Assyrians. And yet, and this is the most important part, God loves the people so much that he is going to bring them back home. Maybe not the exact people, but their descendants are going to return to this land. And while that exact situation doesn't happen to us today, we can still understand the meaning behind this scripture and see it in action in our lives and world today. First, God loves us all unconditionally. God's love for each and every one of us is inexhaustible. All those experiences referenced in the scripture, learning to walk, being carried, fed, lifted to be kissed on the cheek, God remembers when all of that happens to us, even if we don't remember it for ourselves. And God also remembers and celebrates when we did those things spiritually, when we first started to walk in the ways of God, when we were fed by the word of God, when we were carried through difficult times, when we were healed. You know how much parents celebrate when children reach milestones like walking or talking. God celebrates even more when we reach spiritual milestones because we are so loved. God loves us in our good times and in our bad times. I love the imagery in this scripture that talks about God bending down to reach us and lifting us up. When we're down, when we're suffering or struggling, God loves us so much that God bends down to be where we are. We can never be so low that God isn't there loving us. And God also lifts us up. God brings us out of darkness into light. God lifts up. God saves us. God delivers us because he loves us so much. God lifts us up in joy when we experience good times, when God is so proud of us, when we bring joy to God's heart. God's love for us is never ending. God's love for us is absolute. If you leave this evening and only remember one thing, remember this. God loves you. God loves each and every one of us. Yet just like in this scripture, we turn away from God. We rebel. We turn to idols, to other gods. Maybe not to Baal like the people in the scripture, but to wealth or to success or our ability or any of the other many things that we make more important than God in our lives. We sin. We do things that hurt our relationships with God and with others. We fail to treat others like children of God. We fail to stand up for others that are different than us or because they don't have what we have. We hold grudges. We claim that just because we don't like somebody, we don't have to love them. We do things that hurt ourselves. We run away from the love and care of God. We ignore God's voice. Instead of trusting in God for our security and peace, we try to find security in ourselves and in our own actions. We're really no better than the people that we read about in the scripture. We too turn away. We too sin. And yet, God still loves us. God still calls us home. I don't know if any of you grew up in a home where your parent would stand on the porch and call you in for dinner from wherever you were in the neighborhood. But that's the image I get of God here. No matter where you have ended up during the afternoon, God comes to the porch and calls for you to come home. And God will keep calling until you hear, until you arrive home. Even if you arrive home a little late or a little dirty, God is there to welcome you. God is always working towards redemption. God is always working towards restoration. God is always working towards offering us new life. So what does that mean for us? It means that if you're in need of redemption or restoration for yourself, that God is offering it to you. whatever mess you've made, however you've turned from God, God is calling you home. God still loves you. God is offering you new life and new hope. And as redeemed and restored people, we're called to proclaim that news and work of redemption to others. We do this by being people who offer forgiveness and redemption. We do this by being people who don't give in to the story of hopelessness and fear, but instead as people who say, friends, God is calling us home. There is hope. There's a future because no matter what, God is working towards redemption. God loves us. If you can't remember anything else, remember that. But if you can get a little bit more, get this. Because of God's unconditional, unending love for us, our messes and our sin and our failures don't have the last words. God has the last words. Children, come home. We saw this kind of love lived out in the life of Christ. When he lived among us, when he taught, when he healed, and when he gathered with his disciples around a table and he took bread and he gave thanks to God and he broke the bread. And he gave it to his disciples and he said, take and eat. This is my body and it's given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then later he took the cup and he gave thanks to God and he gave it to his disciples and said, drink from this. This is my blood of the new covenant. It's poured out for each and every one of you for forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us pray. Eternal God, we ask that you might pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. We ask that they might be for us the body and blood of Christ, so we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with each other and one in ministry to all the world, till Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Lord, we pray that you might make us one with each other and one in Christ, who loves us, who cares for us. Amen. Here in our church, we practice an open table of communion. That means we don't believe you need to be a member of this church or any church to receive communion with us this evening. We just ask that you come forward ready to receive the grace and love of Jesus Christ. We'll receive communion by intinction. That means you'll be given a piece of the bread and asked to lightly dip it in the cup and then receive both elements at the same time. We have a gluten-free option available too if you prefer that. Go forth and trust that God loves you. Go forth and trust that God redeems. Go forth and trust that God calls us home. Go in peace. Amen.